What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Saving on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Star Fox for Switch 2 is finally out. We've been playing, and we want to talk about this game. It is a $60 game. You can pretty much finish the whole campaign in about two...
I did a run in 1 hour.
Ooh!
So...
You're fast.
That's just me.
Okay, well then you speed ran your Star Fox game. But yeah, we want to talk about it a little bit because we want to talk about whether or not this game is worth it.
Yes.
And also, of course, just our general impressions of how we are liking the
game.
We've been playing.
Welcome to the conclusion of Star Fox Week.
True.
Hope you have been keeping up. We got a lot of stuff if you need to catch up.
Yes, yes, yes. But we got to land the hype.
Land the R-Wing.
The hype R-Wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe just start with kind of the gut reaction after, for as long as we have been playing.
Right.
The thumbs up or the thumbs down for you?
It's definitely really fun. So thumbs up for me. As I've said before, the game is absolutely beautiful to look at, and I have been playing a little bit on TV mode. Wow, a thing that I don't really do unless it's a pretty game.
Yeah.
So I did play a little bit in the TV mode just to see what it looks like, and it is really, really beautiful. And the game is really fun. Like honestly, it's super fun. My only complaint, and it's kind of the same complaint that I've had for almost every first-party Nintendo game that's released this year.
Okay.
It does not really hold my attention, is the thing. Like, I've also played through the entire campaign. It took me a little longer than an hour. But, I played through the entire campaign. You and I played co-op. You and I played the multiplayer modes. We'll talk about that in a second. And as I'm playing it, it's really fun. But I don't find myself, like, thinking about it a lot, and I, like, already have the feeling of, like, I got it.
Sure.
It's been, like, literally, like, a day. And then I am already thinking about, like, I kind of want to go back to
The Adventures of Elliot.
To the other game I'm playing. Yeah,
it's hard to know, like, is part of that the fact that it is a remake, and it's like, okay, I have experienced this before, and multiple times on multiple different systems, so it's like, you want to see how it looks. It looks incredible.
Beautiful.
You want to see some of the new bells and whistles, but you're not experiencing like it's a completely new game. Mm-hmm. There certainly are a lot of people out there that would be the very first time that they're either experiencing Star Fox period or Star Fox 64 specifically. So I do wonder how much that plays into it. And, I think my big reaction is like, this is exactly what Nintendo said it would be. Which is why it's interesting to see some people, now that it's out, starting to push back. I'm like, wait, you can only beat it in an hour? It's like, yeah, you've been able to beat it in an hour since 1997. So I don't know. And they said, like, this is a faithful remake of that game. So I don't know where now the thought process is kicking in of like, well, why didn't they change this up? It's like, no, this is exactly what they said it would be.
It should be as expected.
Yeah.
And for me, that's not the issue at all. It is as expected.
Yeah.
It was like, from everything that Nintendo has shown us leading up to this game, this is the experience I expected. But again, like with many, many, many Nintendo games this year that I played, I just don't find myself like wanting to keep going back over
still
and over.
Still haven't played Pacopia.
Maybe that's the one, though.
Yeah, check the comments on how that's going for you.
Yeah, maybe that's the one. And when I get to it, I'll be like, okay, that's the only game this year or something like that that has held my attention. But yeah, there's something about these first-party games that are just really not... I mean, it's fun in the moment, but I find myself not really... wanting to continue going back to it.
Well, 1997 was before fidget spinners existed, so I know
it's
hard for you because of
that. Yeah, it's hard for me.
Yeah, I mean, so I have dug into all of the other stuff that they added. I actually am pleasantly surprised at some of the other things that are there.
Yeah.
Beyond just this new version of Star Fox 64, and we'll get deeper into those. But yeah, I agree that this is not like a game that's going to change the world.
Right.
So this is probably not going to be on a lot of game of the year list, but it is a very solid game to get us into the summer, a solid game to get us like shifting mindset from these cozy games into these more, we've got Splatoon Raiders in a month, into these more action-oriented games. So I'm very happy with it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Just in terms of like Star Fox 64 and how they've translated this, is there anything where it's like, oh yeah, this aspect of the game design holds up almost 30 years later, or this part doesn't?
I can invert the controls now, which is great.
I'm just happy that by default they are inverted.
You and I have very different perceptions.
The people out there can see the way, they can see the light, they can come over to my side of the world.
Immediately asks you, do you want to invert? And you're like, yeah, 100% I do.
I was offended that they asked me. How dare you?
Well, you don't have to do it, but it's like, give me the option, because we recently played the original Star Fox 64, like, unplayable. This is like, I cannot do this.
You said you had some choice comments for all range mode.
All range mode is really not the best mode.
What do you mean?
Well, all range, let me clarify.
You got some splaining to do here.
All range mode is great for like bigger boss battles and stuff like that, but that dog fighting all range mode is not super fun for me. Like, it's just so hard
to... The single-player levels where you're fighting, like, Star Wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
What's not fun about that?
It's like...
It's extremely fun.
It's so hard to keep track of where everybody is, and then, like, as soon as you, like, you know, even when you do U-turns or somersaults or even, like, bank around, it, like, they're in a different position, so you're just barely landing... I mean, this might be a me thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're like barely landing these shots. It doesn't feel satisfying to me. Okay. It just feels like you're circling each other.
Well, that's kind of a fact. So I do think, I disagree. I think it's very fun. I think now on this new game, you actually, now that the graphics have a higher resolution, like you can see them much better even from a distance. So I think it's easier to track them in that sense. You know, another series I used to work on when I worked at Namco was Ace Combat. And it's like, it's the same kind of a challenge. Yeah. And they tried introducing different multiplayer modes to that. And it's like, at a certain mode, it does become who can circle faster and get the tighter angle and get the shot off, or then you got to go and you got to turn around. It's like, that's a hard problem.
It's tough
to solve.
And you feel like you're just spinning in a circle, which you kind of are.
Right.
And it's not super fun.
But in this case, it's like there's a lot of targets. So it's like, all right, I got to hit this guy. And then over here, I'm going over here. I'm hitting this guy. And then Slippy needs help.
Slippy always needs help. Your range is also so much shorter than you think it is. You got to get so much closer than you think you need to hit them. So it makes it very challenging. Like, it took me a really long time to just even, like, beat that level because I was just literally circling Star Wolf for, like, a long time.
All right. Well, it sounds like you need to get good.
Yeah, maybe.
I think something else that holds up well is just, and now the game kind of lays it more bare, you know, the various layered aspect of it's like, it's not just about doing a straightforward run. It's like there's all these secrets, and now they have all these challenges, like very, like you can just go back and go boom straight to a level, and it's like, here's the challenges. Can you try and do it?
Right.
And then it's like, you can just keep doing it again and again. And it's like a lot of that stuff, that's not necessarily how I was playing the game 30 years ago, but I think it's cool to see that from that other lens. And you do appreciate the complexity of the design a lot more when you can have it laid out that way.
They are trying to extend your gameplay. Like, the whole point of this game, like, yes, you can do a run in an hour. You know, you can beat the entire campaign in a very short amount of time. But the whole point is really to find those alternate paths or, you know, try to get to all the different levels. And also now they've added this layer of the challenges to really extend your gameplay. So I do appreciate that because, if they're going to charge me $60, you need to give me more than a one-hour campaign.
So now I have a goal for myself of, it's like, all right, now I want to do every route so that I can unlock every stage, and then from the challenge mode, I can just go straight to that.
You're going
to
do that?
I would like to do that and have all of that stuff available.
Yeah.
Because in the past, it was like, I got to start over from the very beginning.
I see.
To experience those levels and just do them again and again. It was a lot harder. harder to do than it is now. I like that.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to try to get like all the paths, yeah. but I don't think I would go back to do all the challenges.
Okay. I'd at least like to see what they are.
Sure.
Because again, they often point out little details of the mm-hmm. game
that, yeah, that that's true.
Easy to miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Any stages that really stand out to you, either from visuals?
I mean, even just like that first
Cornaria
stage
yeah.
is so like cool to see that,
it
especially because
I feel like I could play that level just like an endless amount of times.
Endlessly. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, we just played the original Star Fox 64 to prepare for this. And so it was very, very fresh in my mind what that used to look like. And it's just like incredible just how beautiful it is. And some of the ones where you're like in space, like the meteor fields, or when you're in like Sector X or whatever it's called, or Sector Y, like when you're like among the space trash, it's like, wow, this is like some very impressive, you get like that sense of like depth and vastness of space that we did not, they couldn't do before because technically it's very difficult to do that. Like some of that stuff is just really impressive. Like seriously beautiful.
Yeah. The underwater stage with the blue marine, I thought that one works a lot better now.
The lighting is much better.
The lighting is very dramatic.
Like also, I can't see anything.
I wanted to see, so I went into first person mode in the submarine, and it was like legitimately scary. It's like I was in one of those like little tin can deep sea submarines that you definitely should not go into.
Man.
It felt like that. I was like, I got to get out of here. But it was cool to see. And then the other one, and I'm blanking on the name, the one where you're on the water, but the water is extremely choppy.
Cat
shows up and helps you out. That one just looked really cool.
Yeah.
So I think just as a major takeaway, like the visuals are so impressive.
I mean, the visuals are absolutely like next level.
So shout out to Velen for doing that Velen and having this great engine and all of that.
Yeah.
The new cinematics are a thing that Nintendo was touting a lot. Do you like these? Do you like the additional little interactions and story bits?
I think it's good. Like, it's a little bit less than what I expected, honestly. Because they really were like, oh my gosh, we were up to... And then, like, you know, of course, they showed us that beginning cinematic. Yeah. And so I was kind of expecting, oh man, are we going to get, like...
Yeah, there wasn't a ton more like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they always do. And I don't like that. Because they give me a false impression of what that is. So I, you know, when they showed us that and they said we're updating all these cinematics, they're going to be, it's going to build out the story more. I expected two or three more of those types of moments, and you're just getting really little like interactions where they're when they're on the Great Fox, like with each other, or sort of like little snippets with General Pepper. Like it's not really a story cinematic. While they're very well done, I thought it was a little light based on all of the focus they had on it.
Yeah, I agree. They do kind of give you a different flavor of the characters, though. Like, for example, in the new cutscenes now, Fox is very often, you know, hammering on Pepper. It's like, hey, this is going to cost you. You're going to have to pay me. Pay me out. And it's like, I don't remember him being that hard on that angle. Obviously, at the end, when you beat the game, there's like the thing where he like gives him the bill. But I was like, that's a different kind of approach on the character that is, it's good to know.
Yeah.
The motivations.
I thought that he was not like that mercenary type.
Right.
Like, but that is kind of the...
There's a lot of lines of him saying, pay me out.
I wonder if that has to do with the movie, the Galaxy movie.
I don't think so.
Does feel like a bit more of like a mercenary and a bit for like a gun for hire versus like, I'm a soldier working for the general. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
out here thinking he's Samus Aran. Samus Aran thinking she's Star Fox.
Samus Aran is...
These characters are confused.
She's never asked for the bill.
These characters are confused.
All she's done is plant a tree on the side of the highway.
Now, I will shout out this very hidden thing, the Hollow Viewer.
Yes.
Which I was
like,
they
tell you a lot of times during the campaign, they're like, new scenes are available in the Hall of Viewer.
And I thought that would just be like, oh, look at these 3D models. And they do have that, but it's a lot of very detailed written information on characters and levels and enemies and all of this stuff. And I am not the target audience for that, but I think it's really cool that it's there. I think it's very detailed. I'm sure people who are into that will get a lot out of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
And want to unlock that stuff.
When you scan things in Metroid and you want to like read every single little entry, it's kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
But I do wish that, you know, yes, you can go to the Hall of Urine and read all those things if you want to, but it'd be nice if it was integrated a bit more into the
There's so much campaign. Information, I actually wouldn't like them to do that. It would be annoying.
Not all of it, but maybe the pertinent stuff can be a bit more in your face, you know? I don't know.
What's pertinent is do a barrel roll.
I can do it.
That's what's pertinent. There are two kind of points of fan feedback that people are like consistently pointing out. I want to know how you feel about them. The first is around the voice acting and a lot of people not really connecting with it or liking the original voices better. What did you think?
The voice acting is a little contrived, I will say. Like, it feels a little forced. Like, they are very animated characters. They all have very big personalities. So you do have to kind of pay that off in the voice acting to a certain degree. I think the voice that is the worst out of all of them is Falco.
He's just annoying.
He's kind of annoying to begin with, but that's not even the problem. It's just the way that the lines are delivered. It doesn't really, like, you're trying to deliver this cocky, arrogant character. That's his personality. But
you should look in the mirror before he starts talking like that, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Rough times for Falco.
But
I think they can't even pay that personality off with the voice acting.
Okay.
It's a little unfortunate.
I'm very neutral on the voice acting.
Okay.
It's not bothering me. It's not standing out as amazing.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's definitely not amazing.
And it's not bothering me that they did not reuse the same lines from 97 either.
I mean, don't need to be the same lines, but the acting itself has some issues.
Yeah. The other criticism that I find to be more interesting is around this point of when you're shooting, and this is specifically around bosses, the player does not get enough feedback about what is the weak spot versus something that's going to do
just a shielded.
Damage.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of times someone is telling you, shoot the eyes, shoot the blah, blah. Yeah. So you kind of do know. I mean, they're giving you a lot of direction, especially Peppy. You know, if he's around, he's going to tell you, like, do this, do that. Like, it's pretty obvious. But I kind of see, I was not like, I don't know where to shoot. I did not have that problem, but I can kind of see it because there are certain points on an enemy that you do have to hit. I mean, it's the yellow things. Just hit that.
I don't know. I saw this feedback before I started playing, and I thought, they're making a big deal out of nothing. And then I started playing. It's like, oh, there actually might be something to that because I think it's more of a sound effect that plays.
The sound effect is different. It's like it pings differently.
Not everybody's playing with the sound cranked. And I agree that some of those weak spots are not as visible as they used to be. And then just other like little flashes or whatever, like other things that the game used to do to communicate to you. Like, yeah, keep doing that. Mm. That's doing damage. It's kind of not there. And I don't think it's a huge problem in most of the cases. But for those first-time players, they could be like, what am I supposed to do? If you've never played a Star Fox game before, I could see that
maybe
being
that,
a bit. It's like, well, I'm just shooting this guy like crazy and nothing's happening.
Right.
It's like, well, you're actually not shooting in the right place, but you don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different because I do know what to do, so.
Sometimes.
I do.
Yes. We tried the co-op out, and
I liked it quite a bit.
So the idea with that is one person flies, one person shoots. The person who's shooting has to use a mouse, it seems?
I think so.
Has to.
You only can use Joy-Con.
Yeah, I thought that was a little strange, that obviously the person aiming had to use a mouse and a Joy-Con, but the other person could not use a normal controller.
It's not like you could change the pilot to a pro controller. You have to use it a sideways little Joy-Con.
I don't really understand why.
I don't know if it's super comfortable for the pilot.
There is also an online game share version of this that we did not get a chance to try. I don't know exactly how that works. I think it's much more interesting for the shooter than the flyer. Unless it's one of those all range stages, because it does kind of reinforce this, like, yeah, we're just going forward and I'm just dodging a couple things in the most cases versus like you're shooting all over the place.
I was shooting, you were flying, because I'm a pretty bad pilot, but I liked it. I thought it was really fun, but maybe because I was the shooter.
And I always did want to know, it's like, is there a way for one person to do all
there
of this?
There is not.
And you can, unless you have some crazy claw hand.
You cannot.
There's no way to do all of this yourself.
Because you were thinking maybe you could control right stick. Oh, I'm sorry, left stick is the flying.
No, I would love to do flying with the left Joy-Con and mouse.
And mouse. You can't do
like
that.
Like a first person shooter.
You can't do that. Unfortunately, you cannot do that. Yeah.
Whatever, it's fine.
But it was really fun. And I think it's a good way to split up the controls for co-op, and we had a good time trying that out.
Now, we've made it 20 minutes into this video without really talking about one of the great surprises of this game, which is the online multiplayer.
Oh, my goodness. How fun is the multi? I really need to eat crow on this, because I was like...
You didn't even know that this was in the
game. This is in the game? What? I think it's going to be stupid. And then, of course, this was like the best part of the game.
Yeah, and I mean, in Star Fox, the original 64... It was just a very simple four-player kind of deathmatch thing.
A dogfighting kind of thing.
And they have really built out something new and unique and really cool here.
Yeah, I
so
like these a lot.
So it's all objective-based for teams. It's always 4-on-4, Star Fox versus Star Wolf. And there's three different maps that all have different objectives that you are trying to do. And the thing that I think is so cool is... These are original stages. They have not just like carried over something from the main game or just like a big open space. It's like, no, they're really cool.
And they're really like detailed.
Thoughtfully detailed made. And there's a lot happening around the eight players that are playing.
Like there's other enemies that you can shoot.
Yeah, there's other CPU things flying around. So it feels like a big, like one of those like big Star Wars space battles.
Yeah.
That is legitimately cool.
And those modes are very interesting because they kind of give you the sense of like, we were kind of comparing it to like Splatoon's kind of online like multiplayer challenge modes or like even like a Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Kind of Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Unite.
Pokemon Unite, yes. Thank you. Kind of stage, but there's like sort of like a tower control. There's one where we were trying to get, you know, cargo from space pirates, sort of reminded us of Clam Blitz, which we were laughing about. These modes are very well thought out, and it's so much more than like, let me strafe you in a circle and try to dogfight
you. There's just a lot of new material that they have added. So in addition to all those new stages, there's all these new power-ups that are really cool.
Those power-ups are so much fun.
Yeah, like there seem to be like, I don't know, maybe like 10 or so of these new power-ups that are all really interesting when you get them.
And they're kind of like Mario Kart power-ups where it's like a big question mark.
Yeah.
And you kind of fly through it and it spins and it's a random power-up. And they're all different kinds from like things that can heal you to things that are dealing damage.
Yeah. And you can also do this by yourself with bots, which is neat if you don't want to go online. I got to say, though, these bots are tough. Yes. Really tough. The normal level bots will mess you up.
I was so surprised. And then so we tried a few different kinds of like levels of difficulty. Like we put the bots on easy and then it was too easy.
It was too easy. Yeah.
And then we put the bots on normal and I was like,
it was hard.
It was pretty hard. Especially one of the levels that we did that was like
We got our butt kicked.
The get the cargo from the space pirates. Oh man, they kicked our butt. Like we really were like struggling. So they may need to like retool the bots a little bit. We haven't even put the bots on hard, but I think they would totally wreck us.
Yeah. So it's exactly the kind of multiplayer I've been wanting to see more of. It's not the entire focus of the game. It's pretty limited in scope, but it's well made.
Very well
made. And it's something that you can go back to again and again and feel like you can get better at and improve with and would be super fun with friends as well. I'm just like, yeah, like Nintendo used to, that used to be their calling card, was these games that had these kinds of multiplayer modes. Mm-hmm. And they still got Splatoon, we still got Mario Kart. And it's like, it's nice to have another one of those that's back. So I really encourage a lot of people, like, this is not a throwaway mode. This is not something that is not worth your time. Like, everybody should check
definitely check it out. And we did a little game chat.
We did.
With it. And it was super easy and
I was slippy for a little while.
You were slippy.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was fun. It was really, really well done.
Yeah. So again, like, I think unless you're predisposed to not like these sorts of arcadey games that are really emphasize playing it again and again and getting a high score, I think this is easy to recommend.
Yeah. And if this is your first ever Star Fox game, this is an incredibly fun version of the game.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're just like, let me see if I even like Star Fox games, I've never played one before. Like, this is a very definitive one for you to try out. And then later after you play, you can decide, like, okay, this is maybe not for me, or like, I love this. Like, you can decide then, but this is a very good representation of what this type of game is like, done to a very high quality.
Yep.
And of course, the multiplayer modes are sort of a really nice added bonus to kind of extend that experience if you're like kind of done with the campaign stuff.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we go, thoughts on our impressions on this game, what that means for the Ocarina of Time remake, which is, of course, another Nintendo 64 remake that we don't know a ton about yet.
Right. It's one of those connected conversations now, I feel like, because you can't help but think of, well, they did this in the Star Fox remake.
Yeah.
What is it going to mean for Ocarina of Time? The scope of this game, as was described by Nintendo, is pretty, the scope of Star Fox is pretty, you know, there's a pretty clear guardrail around what this scope is, and it's not a ton. It's pretty contained. It's pretty limited, I would say, for Star Fox. I think that for Ocarina of Time to be sort of a bigger hit, a bigger, like, deal, I guess, they do need to expand that scope. I don't know how they're going to do it in a way that satisfies everybody.
Don't even know if that's a good idea.
And I honestly don't know if they can pull it off, because this is a very dangerous kind of thing that you're trying to a balancing act. But if you think about it, you know, this is not a full price game for a reason, because the scope is very contained.
Yeah.
And if Ocarina of Time is truly Nintendo's next, you know, the biggest game of the year for them, their big holiday title, the one that they're going to put alongside GTA 6. It needs to be more than, let me give you some challenge modes and a multiplayer mode.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it just can't be that.
Yeah. And again, we know so little about that game, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I think one thing that we can extrapolate from this is, like, it'll look great. Like, I'm so impressed with this. This is obviously a smaller scope. What's to disagree with her?
I mean, it just depends on your preference in terms of art style, though.
Your inclination to hate?
No.
Perhaps?
Not at all.
All right.
It's just, I mean, everyone is going to have a different...
Polygons?
Different preference.
Okay.
It's like, is the look of it going to be too realistic for some people? Would they like a more stylized look? Would they
could
like...
say that about Star Fox. We got over that. We got over it. We got over the funny little fox man and the bird man. Unless you're the bird man, it's still tough for you.
The bird man's a little tough.
Yeah.
Shininess of Slippy, always good. I don't know. It's different when it's a character like Link, you know what I mean? More high stakes. I'm not saying...
Inclination to hate.
I'm not saying, like, I have a preference, yes or no. I don't know until I see more than a sleeping Link, obviously. But I think there's going to be discussion of as to whether people think, from their perspective, it's going to look good. You know, graphically, it might be more realistic, but does that mean it looks good? I don't know.
I'm saying if they're going for detailed, like, high-end graphics, this shows, like, that is technically possible.
Okay. That's a different...
Technically
that's
possible.
A different statement than it's definitely going to look good.
I think it'll look fine. I'm an easygoing fella.
Technically
my
possible.
My inclination to hate is very low.
Technically possible is different than this looks great.
All right.
You know? Anyways. Wow. Star Fox, though.
Yeah.
Who cares about Ocarina of Time? We're talking about
Not
Star
me.
Fox. Talking about Fox McCloud.
That's right. And we're ending Star Fox Week.
We love Fox McCloud. Yes. It was great. Star Fox Week was so much fun. We have, like you said, a ton of videos of us, you know, celebrating the lead up to the release of this game. Ending here with our big impressions of Star Fox on Switch 2. So we hope you enjoyed getting on that hype R-Wing with us, because we sure enjoyed the ride doing those barrel rolls throughout the week. Let us know in the comments if you have been playing and enjoying this game. And we'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.